Street, Albert. Dozens of residents across the city woke up this month to smashed vehicle windows and glass littering the street. St. Albert RCMP say 21 vehicles were vandalized in two separate incidents this month, and the public is being asked to check their personal surveillance cameras for suspicious activity. One woman, who didn't want to be named out of fear of retaliation from the vandals, said she was upset and confused when she saw the damage on Tuesday afternoon. "I didn't notice the damages until I walked right up to my car, and as soon as I realized I was completely in shambles with no idea what to do. At first I thought it was me who peeved someone off and was targeted because of it, but later found out there didn't seem to be a motive and whoever happened to be in whatever area they were in just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time," the woman said. The smashed windows are going to cost the woman around $600, and she said she and many others aren't insured for vandalism, so she will be having to front the cost of the repairs herself. The woman had to miss work to deal with the broken windows. "It's money that was supposed to be used for university in the winter, and for others, food and bills for themselves and their families," the woman said. The first vandalism incident occurred in the early morning hours of August 6, and officers were called to the parking lot of 525 St. Albert Trail, Visions Electronics, Central Social Hall, where rocks were thrown at the windows of six vehicles. These incidents are believed to have occurred between approximately 12:45 a.m. and 2 a.m., the release says. Nothing was reported stolen from the vehicles. The second incident was on August 15, and RCMP say 16 vehicles located throughout Atkinsdale, Brayside, Forest Lawn, and Pineview had damaged windows. "Nothing was reported stolen from the vehicles," the release says. One owner was able to obtain video surveillance of a vehicle involved in the crime, believed to be a Nissan Versa Note or similar vehicle. St. Albert RCMP is requesting assistance from the public in checking surveillance cameras for suspicious vehicles or activity in these areas. With files from Jack Farrell.